Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a little update. We're going to provide a little bit of an update. We are going to talk about food, how things are progressing, and answer a question that came in trying to separate the different ways things are being said and find out what's true and what isn't. Okay, so here's the question. Can you do a video saying what's true and what's not? I've heard there was a 10 times increase in the number of trucks going into Gaza. But I've also seen that the U.S. is saying famine is days away. Is the food going in or not? Okay. So let's do it this way. 10 times increase. In my head math, it's probably more than that. It's actually probably more than that. But that isn't the metric to use as far as whether or not it is going to be able to mitigate famine. 10 times increase. Think of it this way. Let's say you needed 40 trucks a day. I'm making these numbers up. Let's say you needed 40 trucks a day. And there was one truck a day going in. A 10 times increase, I mean, that's big, but you're still not there. You still don't have enough. That's what's happening. And there's, at this point, from what I understand, there's actually now, there's a delay with the trucks again. This time, it actually seems to be complications rather than them not really getting, not being available or being held up. So, you know, Netanyahu promised a couple of things. Two of the things that were really important, one was opening up the North Gate because that's where the famine is. That has not happened. Access to the port has not happened. Not at time of filming. Those two things have to occur to alleviate the issue. And there are a number of issues beyond the games that were being played. From what I understand, they're having trouble now finding drivers that are willing to go in. And I guess some of the people who are willing to bring the food there, they don't want their trucks used in Gaza. My guess is they don't want them destroyed. So, is there an increase in food going in? Yes. Is it enough? No. I've also seen that the U.S. is saying famine is days away. No. No. Samantha Power, head of USAID, was asked directly whether or not famine was currently present. And she said, that is yes. It's already there. And U.S. officials have confirmed that. Stopping famine is a lot like one of those trucks. It doesn't stop on a dime. The time to stop this from occurring was when the videos were going out saying, you're out of time. Because that was it. It had to be done then. There was a delay from that point. At this point, famine is present, and they're trying to mitigate. They're trying to stop it from spreading. The problem is the area it is present is up north. And it's not getting there. It's not getting where it needs to be. So there needs to be an increase in the amount going in, and it has to get to where the issue is, where the immediate issue is. So is there improvement? Yes. Is there enough improvement to say, yay, and pat ourselves on the back? No. No. The situation was, it was too bad for what has been done to be enough. If these numbers don't increase, if that northern gate doesn't open, it will get worse. It's not on the climb up where things are going to get better. Not yet. They have to get a whole lot more in. This part of this is not over yet. And if you have Samantha Power saying that it's present, it is. And realistically, it is probably worse than is being publicly stated. So it's getting in, but the problem is not solved. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.